What's up, guys? I got a real quick one for you today. I generally jump on and talk to you guys on this solo when I am on my drive home, which typically only gives me like 15 minutes or less, and less today because I started this up about halfway. So I'm going to get right to the point. Something I'm super passionate about that I wanted to relay to you is that your fitness needs to serve your life. Now, I say it that way because I know this seems like a tired topic because I'm beating a dead horse here, but is your life fitness? No. Does anybody pay you to train? No. Does anybody pay you to be fit? No. Chances are you get paid to do other things in life. And there are things outside of your job or your career that you love about life, aka hobbies, whether that's outdoor activities, spending time with your family, being capable enough to spend time with your family and enjoy things like playing on the trampoline, going outside and playing some basketball, going on hikes, going on walks, all those things. Now, I have a 2-year-old and she is wild. She loves being outside. And man, if I focus on fitness and strength as a priority, then that means I am so sore that the rest of my life is now serving my fitness, such as, hey, I can't go outside and play because I'm too sore, I got to recover, or I got to this, or I got, you know what I mean? And that's not what I'm about. I don't want to be, you know, a 50-year-old father of a 20-year-old and look back in the last 20 years of her life and see all these times that I missed out on because I was too sore, too focused on getting to training. That being said, training is important. It needs to enhance your life. You need to make sure that you're doing the things that not only contribute to your fitness, right? And the world is huge. There are so many things you can do to contribute to your fitness. To narrow it down a little bit in what I believe is the most important, I believe then we need to contribute to our strength and capability, right? Our ability to do things in life, such as pick up your kids, pick up the trash, move things around, right? Be super capable so that way we're not wrecked by household chores. We're not wrecked by weekend activities. So that way we are above and beyond the needs for physicality for our normal life. And we achieve that in the gym. Okay? And I'm going to take it one step further. Something else that training needs to achieve for us or accomplish for us is it needs to teach us a little bit of mental fortitude. If we're going in and we're just running on the treadmill or going for some 5Ks and this and that, doing the same tired shit over and over again, what is that teaching us other than monotony and that or just beating our head against a wall? Okay? There needs to be some mental fortitude, some grit. Learn something about yourself so that way you can come back tougher with greater resolve so that way you can approach everything in your life with a level head, knowing that you have resolve and fortitude to get through it. Being capable is more than just physical, it's mental, and both of these are trained in the gym. And as I started this talk, that has to happen in the perfect window of time. Now, before we get too, you know, frustrated with like, but Ryan, I want to train all these things, but I don't have 3 hours a day in the gym. But then you're telling me not to spend a lot of time and spend time with my family. How am I going to get them all done? Well, you just put your nose to the grind and you stop focusing on what your one rep max squat or deadlift or split jerk is. And you start focusing on what it's doing for you outside of the gym. Going for a hike with your kids on the weekend, it's not going to matter if you hit that 5-pound PR or not. What matters is that you got into the gym and you put in the work and you showed yourself that you have the resolve and you moved the entire time. And I'm not talking about going to Zumba the whole time. Sorry, Zumba people, Zumba artists or ologists or whatever you want to call it. But moving is not moving at the end of the day, right? It doesn't just put a check in the box always if you're really trying to achieve optimal capabilities for life. That's why you're going to see me do things like get in, push some heavy weights around, push a sled, swing a kettlebell, and I'm moving weights that are challenging for me, right? I'm challenging my body, challenging it to adapt, challenging my mind to focus on picking it up one more time. I don't give a shit what my deadlift is, but I'll tell you what, by proxy, it's going up. I'm getting stronger. So my message to you at the end of the day is what functionality and functional fitness is serving your life as a function. Right? So put your priorities in line, decide what's more important to you. Is it the gym and the numbers, or is that something that is just serving and allowing you to be better at your life and your career and your family and everything else you want to do. So there it is. I am pulling into my house. This is a 5-minute rant. I hope this fires you up and you're having a great Tuesday, because I believe that's what day it is. And I will catch you in the next one. See ya.